Hello, this is Lois W. Stern for Tales to Inspire, and my guest for today is Melissa Noel. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, hi, Lois. How are you?
How are you? It's so nice to speak with you, Melissa. You have quite a tale to tell, don't you? Sounds to me like you had to grow up very, very fast in your story.
Yes.
Melissa's story is a very personal one and a very, very touching one because she's been through quite a bit in her young life, and yet she's come through so beautifully because she's held on to some very strong beliefs that have helped her. Is that right, Melissa?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Melissa, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your background, where you started your life? And by the way, the title of her story is What is Life? And I think she's a good one to answer that question for us. Go ahead, Melissa. Just tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my name is Melissa Noel, and I'm from the sweet island of Trinidad and Tobago. Born and raised there, and left at the age of 13 to the United States. At a very young age, I knew my God. And if it wasn't for my God, I don't think I would be able to be right here at this point in time to speak about my story, what is life. And I guess that's a little bit of introduction of where I'm from. I'm from Trinidad. And I've been living in America from ever since I came up and never went back. And I guess
and we can tell that you're from Trinidad by the lovely lilt in your voice, which I'm sure all the listeners can hear. Melissa, tell us what motivated you to write this tale. I have a pretty good idea, but why don't you tell the listeners? You had a reason that you wanted to write this and share this with others.
Yes. The reason I wrote this essay is not for any pity or anything, but to just get the word out that there's a God. And with God, all things is possible. And you can get through any stumbling blocks that hinders you from getting your getting and understanding the meaning and the worth of life. And I want my readers to understand the worth of prayers because prayer is the key to life and understanding our God. And this is why I open up my life story to show my readers that no matter what I've been through, at a very young age, I understood the meaning of prayers. And I understood that there is a God. And once I believe and I have faith, and doesn't matter how great it is, I always got through. So this is why I would this
beautiful.
Story.
And Melissa, that has certainly gotten you through a lot of rough spots in your own life, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it did. Yes.
But I will say that another thing that got you through is family love, because I don't know, you didn't talk too much about your mom in your story, What is Life, but I certainly got the feeling of a very strong, strong connection with your grandmother, your granny,
yeah,
and perhaps your grandfather as well.
Yeah.
And I think every child needs to get that love from someplace when they're starting out. I don't care who it is, but they need it from some
That's
family
right.
member. And that gets you through a lot of rough times as well, doesn't it? And
yes,
I think you already answered the question that I was going to ask. What message did you want to get across to your readers? And I think you've covered that very, very beautifully. Without going into too much detail, is there anything about your very young life that you do want to share?
My young life. Yes. I was thinking about it today, like, what would I say, you know, to the youth? Because I really hope and pray that the youth read my story also. At the age of 7, I remember sitting in the yard. It was nighttime, and to watch the stars in the sky is like sight for sore eyes. And I remember looking up and asking God to help me at the age of 7, asking God to help me go through this thing called life because I didn't understand it. And up to this age now, I remember that 7, I knew how to pray. So my youth age, I want to inspire other youth from at the age of 3 because at the age of 3, I know how to pray. So even from the babies, I inspire them to say, God help me. God be with me. Because as a youth, I knew how to say it. So I know they could say it, and with God, they'll make it through this whole world, and they'll understand life. And, you know, Louis, I think personally that ones go through travel through life for another person. So everything that I go through, I'm going through it for someone else so that I can help them throughout the way because this is what I've been through so I can help you. And this is what I want to send out.
You want to be a model for other people who might be going through trials, right? And say, look, I didn't have such an easy time growing up. As a matter of fact, I went through some really hard times, but I held on to my beliefs and strengthened them, and that's really, that spirit is what helped me get through all the hard times.
Yeah.
I love what you said about life at the end, about the vegetables, about eating your vegetables.
Yes.
Do you want to repeat
that? Yes, for my young readers. Yes, because, you know, even if you're sick and you have a bowl of soup, you don't like, sometimes you don't like the carrots, you don't like the beetroot, you don't like the green thing, you don't like how the fish is wet, you just don't like it. But in order for you to get well, you need this stuff. You need the energy. You need it to boost up your blood, to boost your immune system, that you could have, you know, the strength. And this is what we need as in life. We need God, because God is our strength. And this is how we will understand life, by having God and holding him. And even if sometimes we don't want to, we still have to, because we need him to understand life.
I'm wondering, Melissa, if part of what your tale is saying that if you don't have some vegetables in your life or some hard times to go through, that you really need that to strengthen you? That if everything were just sailing right through smoothly, that it wouldn't you wouldn't have the strength that you have now?
Yeah.
Am I putting words in your mouth, or is that exactly how you feel?
Yes. No, actually, I think you're putting a little words, because even the vegetables in the writing represents God. Because the vegetables made me strong. Even if I was sick, I still eat the vegetables, and the vegetables strengthened me to pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand what I'm saying, everything is surrounding God, and I want to share. I want others to know that there is one. And throughout my trials and tribulation, it's because of him I could be here. I have life, and I understand life.
Here. Yes. And we're glad you're here, because you can be a role model for so many other people. And I'd also add that, and I think this is so true, I think you believe this too, it doesn't matter what your belief is, what religion you are, or even if you don't have a religion, if you just have a deep spiritual belief that there's some power there, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Melissa, let's go on to another point now. Let's talk a little bit about Tales to Inspire. I know how you found out about it, but would you like to share that with the listeners, how you found out about Tales to Inspire?
Well, I found out about Tales to Inspire from a very, very, very good friend of mine, Mr. Michael Emhoff. Actually, I was studying for the SATs. And I learned that he was an English teacher. So he decided to teach me a little how to write a proper essay, you know, for grads. So he told me to write an essay about anything. So I said okay. So that morning I just sat in the park and I just wrote. And when I finished the essay and I handed it to him, he told me, wow, Melissa, this is really good. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
So the next week, he said, I found the competition. I said, you did, Mr. Michael? He said, yes. I think you're going to win. You're going to win. I said, so go ahead. I said, go ahead and answer, Mr. Michael. Go ahead. And he pursued it. He did not give up on me. He pushed me to the best.
I don't know if you know this, Melissa, but I used to teach in the same school district as Mr. Imhoff, and this little Authors Helping Authors project, I put a blurb in our newsletter about it, and that's how he found out about it. And it's interesting how the word spreads in different ways. But this one was so close to home. I was thrilled when I heard from him because I thought that was really nice. Tell me, how did you feel when you found out that you were a finalist in this, weren't you?
Yes. I didn't have an emotion. I just was happy that I had readers, that people can read it and they can know.
Right, yeah. Before we say goodbye, is there anything else that you think you'd like to share with the audience today? Anything else that you're thinking of? You think you have another story to share?
I don't know if I have another story, but I would like my readers and all who are listening to know that we are all one, and we all make up the body, and we all have to help one another and come together as one and stop the violence and know that God is coming again, and we all have to prepare our way and make our way straight. So when he comes, we all could be ready. I love all my readers as my brothers and sisters, and I pray that God bless and keep everyone as long as they shall live.
That's a lovely note to end on, Melissa. Yeah, thank you so much for your time, and I'm sure that your listeners will enjoy listening to you and that your story, What is Life, will have even more meaning to them after hearing you speak about it. So thank you again much.
You. Thank you, and I'm very grateful for you having me.
You are most welcome. I'm grateful, too. And I hope someday you'll get me a picture of your granny or some other members of your family, or even a picture of the area where you grew up in Trinidad would be nice.
I'll try.
Okay. Thank you so much, and take care now. Bye, Melissa.
Okay, bye. You have a blessed day.